I need a third commissioner. I need a third commissioner. How many of you are here for the Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy? Raise your hands. Okay. How many of you are here for the Diversity Awards? All right.
Both.
How many love both?
Yeah!
I can't take your testimony until I have a third. Oh, he's here? Okay, great. Commissioner Fish, welcome back.
Thank you for the invitation,
all right. You're very welcome. Thank you all for your patience and your perseverance. Carla, can you please read the council item?
Item 539, adopt the City of Portland Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy, a five-year plan for promoting neighborhood vitality and business success.
Neighborhood businesses, small businesses, aren't just the backbone of Portland's economy. They're probably a hip and both leg and arm bones as well. I think still over just shy of 90% of Portlanders work at businesses over 10 or less employees. When you look at our economy compared to other regional economies, we have a higher percentage of workers at very, very small businesses than most any other region, city in the United States. That is a source of great vitality, great innovation. It's a source of breakthrough ideas, but the City of Portland has never had a strategy to promote, help, assist neighborhood businesses. About 24 months ago, we passed an economic development strategy to promote the exports of goods and services to more places around the country, to fundamentally change our economic and address our economic vulnerabilities. Today we bring in the second half of our efforts, where that starts at the neighborhood level, business level, that starts at the small business level. It could be home-based businesses as well, where we get fully behind the businesses that make up the small businesses, the neighborhood businesses that make up the bulk of who signed up for business licenses here in the City of Portland. Leading this effort has been the Portland Development Commission. This is not your grandmother's or grandfather's Portland Development Commission. This is a new development commission that solely focuses on job creation and infrastructure related to job creation and economic development. Commissioner Nick Fish has started the new Bureau of Housing. The old days where there are two bureaus, BHCD and PDC, both doing pieces of economic development and housing, those dysfunctional days are over, and City Council ended that dysfunction in the first month of my tenure as mayor. So I'm pleased today. And this really has been a public, private, academic, nonprofit advocacy effort. Present the Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy for Council consideration. And I'd like to recognize the Portland Development Commission Executive Director, Patrick Quinton.
Thank you very much, Mayor Adams, and good afternoon, Commissioners. And I'm also joined by Kimberly Schneider Branham, who's a Deputy Director of PDC, a familiar face to you. And I'm pleased to present, as the Mayor mentioned, the city's proposed neighborhood economic development strategy. It really does represent a radical change in how we go about working in neighborhoods. Certainly, I can say from the PDC perspective, and we hope that carries across to other city bureaus as well. I think previously our work in neighborhoods, while visible, it was primarily physical in nature, very much focused on urban renewal areas, not necessarily as strategic as it could have been. I think we missed opportunities for catalytic investments, but more importantly, as the mayor mentioned, our work was not strategic in terms of thinking about the job creation impact that our work could have, and particularly for neighborhood residents. And then finally, and Kimberly will get into this in her presentation in more detail, I think we have been somewhat lacking in our attention to the impact of development, of physical development on the neighborhoods in which we've been operating. And so we probably bear some of the responsibility for some of the displacement and gentrification that has occurred in some of the neighborhoods in which we've operated. And so recognizing that, we have looked at best practices on how we could do things differently. And so the strategy you're about to hear is a new way of doing business. It's meant to be community-driven. It's meant to focus on building capacity in the neighborhoods in which we operate so that work can carry on regardless of whether the city has money to fund this work or not. And it's not entirely geographically focused. It focuses on where the need is greatest, and that can be neighborhoods and it can be communities of color, but it really is driven by what the community needs are. And then the last thing I'll say before turning it over to Kimberly, as the mayor mentioned, this has been designed within the context of the economic development strategy that was adopted almost 2 years ago. It serves as the neighborhood jobs piece to that, and these aren't separate components. We really do depend on the traded sector job work that we do as part of the core economic development strategy to provide employment opportunities for neighborhood residents, and we will increase our efforts to make sure that those connections are made. And then obviously it fills in the small business development part of that strategy. So we're at the PDC, we're quite excited about it. Our board 2 weeks ago endorsed this strategy for your adoption, and we are excited to present it to you today. So without further ado, here's Kimberly.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams, commissioners. So thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. This afternoon, I'm going to provide a high-level overview of the background, goal, research findings, the strategic approach and initiatives, and then talk a little bit about the implementation and outcomes. I'd like to take just a moment, though, first and thank the Project Advisory Committee, many of whom are here today, who have really helped guide this work, and as well as Kate Dean at PDC and Skip Newberry in Mayor's Office for helping us to put this strategy together. So this strategy has been developed based on quantitative and qualitative research with substantive input from our community partners. As both Patrick and the mayor mentioned, this builds out part of the five-year economic development strategy and we've had a lot of public comment, which I think has made this document stronger. And one of the sort of key points of this was the Neighborhood Economic Development Roundtable, at which we had 300 community members. We had national experts come and talk about what it means to do neighborhood economic development in other cities and to really push us in terms of thinking differently about how we do this work. So the goal of the strategy is to create economic opportunity and neighborhood vitality throughout Portland. That means increased profitability for neighborhood businesses, growth in family incomes, and net job growth in our neighborhoods for current residents and businesses. And we can't do this alone. So this is something that we have been, we realize at PDC that it's going to take the Housing Bureau and the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, our community partners, and many people to really make this strategy work. And so we look forward to partnering with them. So one of the questions that we got often is, why would you create a neighborhood economic development strategy? And we feel like the simple reason is that neighborhoods are a critical regional asset for the health of our region. We know that they produce, attract, and retain our workforce. The businesses meet demands for our goods and services. About 64% of our businesses are in our neighborhoods. There are large centers of employment, and they hold a lot of large institutional employers. So we know that the health of the neighborhoods is critical for our overall success. We also know that for neighborhoods to succeed, they need to plug into the regional economy. And so one of the things that we talk about throughout this strategy is creating stronger connections to and competitiveness within the larger economy for each neighborhood. Some of the challenges you are very well aware of, including the fact that our communities of color disproportionately make lower incomes, the fact that jobs are growing on the west side and poverty is increasing on the east side. The fact that development can unintentionally accelerate gentrification pressures if we're not careful, and the fact that neighborhoods are strained by rapid low-income population growth. So these are some of the challenges that we were aware of and that have informed the strategy. And when we look at individual neighborhoods, this will inform the kinds of steps that we take within each neighborhood. So in determining whether we have the right tools to address these challenges, we found that Portland has strength, not surprisingly, in planning and community organizing, in small business resources and revitalization tools within urban renewal areas. But we did also find that we lack strategic focus and coordination. that we have limited investment tools, and that we have insufficient community and nonprofit capacity. One of our tools, of course, is tax increment financing, which covers 15% of the city. It's a very robust tool, but it only covers 15% and doesn't account for some of the business needs that we have. So the strategy is designed around three actions. The first is to build local capacity to achieve economic development outcomes. The second is to drive neighborhood business growth, and the third is to align and coordinate resources to support this work. To reach this objective, we know that the best approach is a community-driven approach. And this is really a fundamental rethinking of how we're going to do this work together. This entails a new model of community partnership to guide and implement the work, and to create market-driven, asset-based neighborhood economic development plans. And consistent with this approach, we'll be creating a neighborhood economic development leadership group to guide this work at a citywide level, as well as encouraging the creation of community partnerships at each level to make this work happen. And consistent with the challenges that we've addressed when prioritizing areas geographically, we will be looking at those experiencing lagging commercial investment and increased poverty, experiencing gentrification pressures or facing substantial change, and those whose businesses risk losing ground to big box competitors. Similarly, citywide initiatives will continue to be important, we want to make sure that equity in access is available throughout, and so there will be a specific focus on communities of color and the needs there citywide. So the first body of work is building local capacity. That entails geographically specific activities such as the focus area programs for areas that need a tailored approach, main streets, and small grants to seed community-specific initiatives, as well as citywide training and stronger partnerships with bodies like APNBA. The second sort of crux of the work is the driving neighborhood business growth. This includes stronger connection between our traded sector work and our neighborhood work. So from workforce training to site readiness, we will be focusing on that. Investing resources to seed implementation of neighborhood economic development plans, and importantly, expanding citywide financial tools and support for business assistance and catalytic developments outside of urban renewal areas. And finally, and a really critical piece of this is aligning and coordinating our resources. So that's both within PDC as well as between business assistance providers citywide and within the City of Portland. So we're proposing the creation of a city action team to look at these items and to work closely with the Housing Bureau and Transportation and PDC. So this final diagram looks at the implementation and outcomes. The first year, for example, you can see that we're going to be establishing our Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Group, developing some programs, expanding small business technical assistance, and initiating resource development, as well as hoping to sign a community benefits agreement with at least one major employer. At the end of 5 years, we plan to achieve 4% growth in profitability of neighborhood businesses, 3% growth in family income for communities of color, and 1% annual net job growth in priority neighborhoods. We think that those are achievable, but those are big goals, so we will be working hard to get there. So
good job on the quantifiable goals. Yes. That's great. Do we have?
We have invited testimony.
If I could, we obviously stick around. Council might have questions or comments. If we could have Heather come up from the Alliance of Neighborhood Business Association, Sheila from the Interstate Corridor Urban Renewal Advisory Committee, Nick from the Rose Community Development Corporation, and then we've got a few more. So I don't know how many members of council have had an opportunity to spend time with Heather or Justin, the chair of APNBA, but just been an absolute fantastic partner since you and Justin took power and were preceded by Gene Baker. Thanks for being here, and thanks for your partnership on this.
Thank you. So good afternoon again. My name is Heather Hale, and I'm the Executive Director of the Alliance of Portland Neighborhood Business Associations, APNBA. Thank you for the opportunity to both submit a letter and speak today supporting adoption of the Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy. For 25 years, APNBA has supported Portland's unique neighborhood business districts, which together comprise approximately 20,000 businesses and 200,000 local jobs, playing a vital role in Portland's economic prosperity. Through our partnership with the city and PDC, APNBA builds the capacity of and connections between the city's business districts. I'm pleased to report that a couple years ago, we elected the largest board in our history, bringing leaders from 30 of the city's diverse business districts together to strengthen Portland's neighborhoods and overall economy. Since July 1st, these dedicated leaders contributed 1,179 volunteer hours to building neighborhood economic development capacity. In partnership with PDC, we implemented a capacity building series, providing 491 hours of training to business district leaders over the last 6 months. In addition, APNBA provided 178 hours of one-on-one technical assistance to business district leaders. In the face of an insurance crisis, we provided critical liability coverage to ensure business district events occurred throughout 2010, and to date, we've provided another subsidy to help 12% of our neighborhood business districts invest in a general liability insurance policy for the very first time. And over the last 12 months, APNBA distributed $115,000 in capacity-building grants that leveraged an additional $193,000 in private investment in the city's neighborhood business districts. For 25 years, APNBA has facilitated neighborhood economic development throughout the city. Portland's continued investment in our neighborhood economic development efforts is truly appreciated, and we are thrilled to see PDC's new focus in this area. On behalf of APNBA's board, I thank you for your support and urge you to fully invest in neighborhood economic development and adopt the NED strategy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and commissioners. My name is Sheila Holden. I'm Regional Community Manager for Pacific Power, but today I'm here as a representative for the Interstate Urban Renewal Advisory Committee. Interstate has been a very active group over the past 10 years now. Our goal was to make sure that there were opportunities for existing businesses and residents in the corridor, in the urban renewal area, that would be able to take advantage of the upward turn that we knew would happen as a result of declaring the zone. We have had some successes. But one of the things that we've had not as much success as we'd hoped for was in the creation of jobs for local residents, because we knew if they had the jobs, then they could afford to stay. And as you know, we've had a lot of our residents who had to move out of the area over the last 5 to 6 years. The changes that are being proposed by PDC really embody a lot of the principles that we place in the Interstate Urban Renewal Advisory Plan. We're looking forward to working with PDC and the city and the other bureaus that will need to coordinate some of the other services along with the housing and other aspects of job creation that are within the city itself to ensure that we take advantage of public-private partnerships, well-coordinated services, and a true commitment to the goals that are set within the NED. The most important thing I can think of that we should have come out of this is that it remains community-driven, that PDC and the city has a real determination to stay responsive, and that we really take the opportunity to work with the community, take advantage of some of those things that we know that are working, the best practices that are already out there that we have here, expand on those, bring in the ones that we heard about during the two-year process from other communities, integrate them into what we're doing so that we get the best jobs for our local residents and also for those folks who have moved on into other parts of the city. and our outside urban renewal areas. Thank you.
Thank you. You mentioned that the 2 years are just you've been a key part of making sure that we learn the lessons we need to learn on the issues of equity and well-intentioned but a tragic gentrification, well-intentioned improvements but resulted in gentrification. So thank you for all your efforts.
Mayor Adams and City Commissioners, I'm Nick Sovey. I'm the Executive Director of Rose Community Development. Rose builds better outer southeast neighborhoods through housing and economic innovations. I'm also the chair of the East Portland Action Plan Economic Development Subcommittee, and I know that family wage jobs is one of the highest priorities there. I've also been a member of the NED Action Plan Advisory Committee, and I support the adoption of the plan. PDC's research found that Portland lags behind many large cities when it comes to neighborhood economic development. PDC's consultants also found that successful NED is led by community-based organizations. I think that Portland's experience in affordable housing can be applied in the neighborhood economic development area. In the late 80s, there were thousands of vacant abandoned houses across the city. In the 90s, the city, state, and federal governments invested wisely in community capacity to solve the problem. And that investment paid off. There's more than 15,000 homes in Portland that are owned by community-based organizations. The National Community Development Initiative said that Portland's community development industry is the strongest in the nation. Portland can have the same kind of impact on neighborhood economic development by investing in this community capacity. Along with Hacienda CDC, Human Solutions, ERCO, NEA, the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods, and PCRI, Rose is a member of the High Road Alliance, Communities for Equitable Economic Development. We serve the essential communities of color and neighborhoods that the NED Action Plan aims to benefit. On a shoestring, the High Road Alliance partners have created excellent economic development programs. And by investing in CBOs and truly engaging with PDC and city bureaus, we can do so much more. So I encourage you to adopt the plan. And this is really an issue that's near and dear to me. I actually, 25 years ago, was hired by Southeast Uplift as a VISTA volunteer to organize business associations on Belmont and Division, and obviously been tremendous
Sheila progress. Sheila and I weren't born then, but I mean, we'll take your word on that.
Okay. Great things have happened, and more great things can happen, and communities that really need this help.
Thank you. Thank you all. Really appreciate it. The next, we have four. We got Sockholm from ERCO, Ray from Native American Youth and Family Center, Andrew from the Great Small Business Advisory Council, and Diane from the Alberta Main Street Board Chair. Oh, Diane, we'll get you. You'll be the last chair. How many people have signed up? Okay. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioner. My name is Sokom Toj, and I'm the Executive Director of Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, or ERCO. I am here today to testify in favor of PDC Neighborhood Economic Development, or NED Plan. About a year ago, PDC reached out to ERCO to assist PDC in its NED plan development. Since then, we have had a representative on NED advisory committee who helped PDC identify the economic development need and priority for our refugee and immigrant. For ERCO, economic development is a path to refugee self-sufficiency, which is the core of our mission. Starting in the mid-1980s, ERCO operated economic development programs for many years that helped many local refugee businesses to start up and thrive. Some of these businesses are still operating today. This type of programming needs to be expanded beyond the current local services to better address the cultural and business-specific needs of refugee entrepreneurs. ERCO understands these needs and stands ready to address them. I believe an NED plan offers ways to do this. I am particularly pleased to see the plan emphasis on equitable economic development for community of color and low-income residents. I like the plan emphasis on sharing leadership with CBO and neighborhood. This will lead to more inclusive, grassroots-driven economic development plan. However, CBO such as ECO will need resources to build capacity to take on this co-leadership role. I like the plan emphasis on creating opportunity for refugee and other community of color to share in the economic prosperity, and it emphasizes on growing jobs as an outcome of economic development. I believe that the plan goal of creating 1,500 new jobs with at least 40% for community of color will benefit refugee and immigrant greatly in the current economy. In conclusion, I honor PDC effort to engage the refugee and immigrant community and in economic development opportunity and look forward to partnering with PDC to make this a reality. I urge the City Council to approve this plan and support its implementation with financial resources it needs to successfully improve the life of community of color and low-income residents of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi, Ray.
Mayor Adams, Commissioners, it's always a pleasure and a blessing to be with you. And so today I'm here to do a couple things. One is to just acknowledge the support and seeing dear friends that I've worked with over the years. It's great to see communities of color out here for issues of equity and advancement and also diversity. So I think it's a time to celebrate the audience that you have. My work today really is to appreciate staff for the development of the strategy. I think it's good work. I think it's responsive. So I want to acknowledge the staff, Patrick, Kimberly, Kate, other staff who have been a part of this process, the commissioners, the consultants, and the community members who have spent their time trying to advise and offer input. I think it represents a real engagement in trying to deliver a product, a strategy, to you for consideration and hopefully adoption. I think it's critical, and it represents, I think, some good work by many people who care. I think it affords an opportunity to move the debate from aspirations of equity and equitable development to one of action. So I think it's the work that we've done, that you've done, to raise the consciousness or the question of equity now needs to be put and aligned with action plans to be planful, to deliver, and what I think are some critical components of your strategy. And that is to say that this strategy says that people matter, that the beneficiaries of this strategy should be communities of color who we've already demonstrated who are adversely and disparately treated in this community. So we need to impact people. We also have to acknowledge what events have happened to place, to neighborhoods, where some have benefited and we've seen adverse reactions in terms of gentrification and displacement. We've also acknowledged neighborhoods who have been ignored. And so I think it's a chance for us to revisit that and to deliver on people and place. More importantly, I think it sets a tone for promise that we in the community are struggling with, and that is to continue to work with our communities who are struggling mightily and who have questioned hope. This affords a plan, a promise that resources will come of age, will be delivered, and that we have an opportunity to make a difference. And certainly the framework for this is one of partnership, which is being offered. And I'm cynical. You know, I'm here kind of saying, well, let's talk about it. But the partnership that I envision is one where clearly the reciprocity of the partnership, all people who benefit from this can see the goodwill, can see the benefit. But also, I hope it gets to the point where it's actually transformative of the systems in place. And that is, have we learned? Does a new partnership, new ways of doing business, can it provide better learners, better teachers, better developers, better community builders? So with that, I just want to close by, again, appreciating your time today. And I'll close with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm just glad you got us here before the Timbers game started tonight.
It's been a long day of democracy.
Yes, it has. Mandy Frazier with the Small Business Advisory Council. I'm here to testify on behalf of the council in favor of the Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy. At our last meeting, we did conduct a roll call vote, and the majority of members did support this plan. We are ultimately in support of this general strategy, specifically the focus on neighborhood small business development, potential reduction of fees and other costs for small business development, workforce training, and business assistance tools. Although several of the issues were brought up that during our meeting, and we are currently discussing those. We have contacted PDC and are currently working to address and clarify these questions, although none of which would deter us from definitely supporting the plan and moving forward. We do feel confident that with our small business partners and the focus from Council on economic development, we can implement a strategy that contributes to the success of private sector small business jobs, increased revenues, and for the traded and non-traded companies. So with that, we stand behind you on this one.
Well, thank you, Andy, for all your work. Appreciate it. Thank you all for your patience. So three people have signed up.
And they are, please come on up, Pat Wagner, Gene Baker, and Gene DeMaster.
Ms. Baker, welcome back. Glad you're here. You were a key early part of this transformation. Thank you.
And I can't tell you how tickled I am that it's going on. I'm Jean Baker. I'm past president of the APNBA and vice president of Vision Clinton, which is one of the small neighborhood business districts that may or may not be affected by this. And give me my speech here. I think the concept behind the neighborhood economic development is a big step forward for Portland small businesses. And I applaud Portland Development Commission's willingness to change the way it views commercial activity within our neighborhoods. This is quite a wrench in the way they have been doing business, and I can only thank them for being willing to go through the pain it's going to take to rearrange themselves to do this. And its efforts to expand the scope of servicenesses it hopes to offer the 85% of us who are not within urban renewal districts. I would like to emphasize, as a number of others have, that we remain community-driven, because as we have discovered, things we do to the community don't work anywhere near as well as things we do with the community. And besides, I'm part of a business district which has an easy alliance with four business districts, four neighborhood associations, eight schools, a hospital, and numerous other community people. We already have something like this going, and the support and help that we can get from people who are trained to do this will be just immeasurable. Yes, please, do this.
Thank you. Hi, Jean.
Mr. Mayor, City Council members, my name is Gene DeMaster. I'm the Director of Human Solutions. We serve about 20,000 people in East Portland. Human Solutions strongly supports the City of Portland's five-year plan to promote neighborhood vitality and business success in the neighborhood development strategy. Because our agency serves homeless and low-income people and individuals in East Portland, we see firsthand the results of high levels of poverty, the opposite of economic success. Our mission is to help families and individuals escape poverty and achieve self-sufficiency. But to accomplish that mission, there has to be economic opportunity for unemployed and underemployed individuals in our area. We can ensure that a family or an individual can escape having to live outdoors or escape having to live in a dangerous situation by providing shelter or housing. But in the long run, that family or individual has to be able to pay the rent. And to do that, they have to have economic opportunity so they have enough money to pay the rent. We believe that families and individuals really want to be self-sufficient and independent, but they can't do that unless they have economic opportunity. Human Solutions believes that the Economic Development Strategy Plan is one that will benefit both the neighborhoods and the individuals in the neighborhoods. We strongly support the idea of building individual capacity for neighborhood businesses. We in particular support ensuring that neighborhood business growth comes first, and that in supporting the development of neighborhood businesses, we then secondarily support other businesses coming into the neighborhood. Finally, we support the fact that the High Road Alliance has been active, and we recognize that neighborhoods in outer East Portland, as well as people of color, have not achieved the same level of parity in our community. We encourage you to make the economic development strategy at least one of your tools to get economic justice for all people in Portland. I commend you for assigning the resources to make this plan to be able to be implemented successfully. We think it's well-grounded and well thought out. Now it just has to be implemented fully.
Thank you. Hi, Pat. Welcome back.
Thank you. Pat Wagner, Linton. And the Linton Neighborhood Association voted unanimously at its May 4th general membership meeting to endorse and support the PDC's neighborhood economic development strategy. A lot of neighborhoods that are perceived as not being diverse are actually very diverse. Okay, a couple years ago, we found out about the town Main Street program, and I can't talk and read. Anyway, Main Street program, and we were so excited about it that we went and we came up with this idea. We'll go around, we'll talk to the different businesses along the strip in Linton. There's not many, but we did. We started talking to them. The first one was Father Burita. He's from Kenya. And even though I go to Mass there every week, I couldn't understand a word he said. He couldn't understand what I was saying. The next one, I went and I sought to talk to Tom Mahood at the Arco station. Tom Mahood's from, I think it's Pakistan. But when I'm talking and ordering a Coke or something, I understand him completely fine. He understands me. But when I try to talk concepts, it doesn't work. I'll go down the list. There's India. There's Hans from Denmark. Peter Lee, who was trained as a chef in Hong Kong at the Decoy. Father Liam from Cambodia. And there's this rubber company that's closed. Anyway, and then there's also the Linton Community Center that serves a lot of people of Latino descent. And Linton is made up of small businesses that are struggling, and though there's a lot of community support for the business district, it's like I try to shop there only. There's a lack of technical assistance, and we've done a lot to improve our community, and we need some help with interpreters and different things like that. So, and thanks to you all, we have the community center.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Carla, can you please call the vote?
Good job. Thank you for the presentation, and thanks to everyone who took time out of their busy days to come share their reflections on this. And the bureaus that I lead, Portland Housing Bureau, Portland Parks and Rec, look forward to working with our friends at PDC and all the stakeholders to put this into action. Mayor Adams, thank you for your leadership. Aye.
Leonard? Fritz.
Thanks, Mayor Adams, the Portland Development Commission, the Project Advisory Committee, the project sponsors and advisors. When you have a good process, you often get to a good product like this, and I really appreciate, as the mayor mentioned, the measurables and the attention on equity. We've passed the funding for the Office of Equity this morning, but already pervasively everybody is thinking about it. I think this is going to be a community effort, and it's really wonderful to see already a report coming that seeks to address some of the disparities and has an action plan to do so. So thank you to everybody. Aye.
Adams.
Well, my thanks to the great PDC team. My thanks to all the community partners for which this is an expression, the Bureau. Every member of the City Council has had Bureau members, if not their personal staffs involved with this. It is time for implementation. We're all impatient for it, and we're going to get it done. It is part of the Portland plan. And it's about prosperous, complete, and healthy neighborhoods. And so the key part of all that, then, is equity. We're determined, and it's within our potential. So look forward to the work ahead. Thanks. Aye. Yeah, give it a round of applause. We will have a five-minute break to set up for the Diversity Awards. Donnie, are we... Lamont, Donnie? So if I could impose upon those of you that are not part of the Diversity Awards, if you could do a quick switch out. So just weed them out. We won't. If they're not here, don't mention them.
Oh, that's my advice. Drink.